episode 3113, When Peace is Hard to Find.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for a shout out? Oh, yes, it's Fry. Yay! Oh, my goodness. Come on, come on, ring it in. This is your last weekend in July. Did you know that? Man, I looked at the calendar and I'm like, there is no way. There's no way we are about to embark on August of 2023. Yes, take a deep breath. We are there almost, and it's Friday. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Let's dive in, When Peace is Hard to Find. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. All right, deep breath, because we are in for a fabulous ride. I know some of you have inquired about AIM. We're going to be opening up those doors here pretty soon. There's a lot going on right now. So I would just ask for your prayer for what Create Your Now and what God is doing with Create Your Now and where we're headed. Lots of opportunities. That means growth, which is great, but that also means with growth comes growing pains and major decisions. So I would really appreciate your prayers in that. So let's dive into parenting. You know, often in the world of parenting, when peace is hard to find, we are faced with a whirlwind of challenges that test our patience, and it pushes us to our limits. However, there are always ways to find rest and calm for our weary hearts. Have you ever been tired? Because parenting is undoubtedly, right, one of the life's greatest joys, but it can also be overwhelming. It can be exhausting and at times downright chaotic. Amidst the constant noise and mess and struggles, finding peace can feel like an impossible dream. You know, I can remember cleaning my house many times only to find more frustration. You know, it wasn't about the dust bunnies. It was a frustration that I would gain while cleaning. It had nothing to do about the cleaning part. It was stepping on all the Legos. Yes, boys and girls, I love you, but no. Yes, my children, it didn't matter if they were boy or girl, they loved their Legos. And I kid you not, I don't know how many I would collect in cleaning up in my vacuum cleaner. And that was before you could like see into the vacuum cleaner. You had the bags. And so if it got sucked up, well, bye-bye, it just went somewhere. So when it finally came with a canister, I was like, yes, I can just suck it up. And if I need to, I'll just pick them out. And sometimes I just threw them away. Shh, don't tell the secret. But really, right, that's our life. That is real life. That's real frustration. You know, who cares about the dust bunnies? But man, when you're adding on the stress, seriously, parenting is not fair. It's downright abuse at times. You know, we are asked to do the unthinkable by kids who take us for granted and lack respect for our hard work. They expect us to feed them every day. I mean, really? And provide them a roof over their heads? Can they not do that themselves? Now, you know, I'm just stretching this a little bit and I'm kidding, right? We have responsibilities as a parent. But if you don't find the humor in the chaos, the stress will bury you quicker. It will. So, are you ready to find that peace? You got to create your sanctuary. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Create your sanctuary. When was the last time you actually walked into this beautiful sanctuary? Just imagine this, a spa that you hear just beautiful noises. They're natural. It's not anything coming from a sound machine. It's not something coming from literally speakers above you. It is walking through into a door that's open to the outside, and you hear waves crashing against the ocean. You hear birds chirping. Maybe in some areas you have seals. You know, if you're in the ocean, you can have seals right there on the side. Maybe it's the crazy birds that are flying overhead, and they think they want to land in and come and visit you because, well, everything's open. There's just this peace. It's a sanctuary. And sometimes you hear little, you know, rustles of the creek that runs through the sanctuary or a waterfall that's close by. It's so relaxing. It's so freeing. That's the sanctuary I want you to find today, because I know how crazy parenting is. I get it. There are times that, let's just put it all out there, because you know it is confession day. My kids and my husband gave me my white hair. Oh, yes, they did. And I aged early. I did. I mean, it was stressful. And I got to say, I moved a lot too. So between all of that, I mean, hence I have no color coming in. I do have, it's white, but thank the Lord for hair color because I don't always like it white. People keep saying, why don't you just go natural and just let it, you know, become white? And I'm like, because right now my husband will look like I am the cougar and I do not want that. He's technically a little bit older than me, not by much, but a little bit. And I want it to stay that way. So I've got to stay young. So we're going to keep that hair color and coming. We'll just dye the roots, right? That's what you got to do. But seriously, you got to create your sanctuary. And whatever that is, now I want to give you some three areas that I want you to think about and focus on where I don't think we always put a lot of thought into that area. So number one, embrace imperfection. As parents, we often put immense pressure on ourselves to be perfect, to have all the answers, right? We want to have this gorgeous landscape, this environment for our children to thrive. And we think we have to create it all by ourselves. But the reality is, perfection is an unattainable goal. It doesn't happen and never will. So instead, learn how to embrace imperfection and be gentle with yourself. Allow yourself to make mistakes. Acknowledge that it's okay not to have all the answers. I know there are times my kids come up to me and I'm like, yeah, mama knows best. And I'm thinking, mama does not know this answer. How can I know best? Somehow I get through that moment. And yes, it's a little stressful, but this too shall pass. And a lot of times it's just going and being present in the moment. It's not about being perfect. It's not about having all the answers. It's not about dressing a certain way or being a certain size or having a particular personality or being on social media or whatever it is that your child says, this is how I want you to show up for me. And they have these standards and you're like, those are just unattainable for this mama. There is no way I'm getting there. I get it. But you see, you have to understand that you're not required to be perfect. God did not create you perfect. That's why God's God. And that's why he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. So you don't have to be perfect. Now you can, you know, aim for excellence. I do believe that. But that doesn't mean that you're going to reach perfection. And yes, that does mean you can be better than other people. But we'll leave that for another episode. So really allow yourself to make those mistakes. Acknowledge that it's okay not to have all the answers. If you make a mistake with your child, own it. Just outright own it. Apologize for it. Obviously, at the right time in the right manner. Remember, your love and presence are what truly matters to your children. Are you showing up for them? Are you listening? Are you loving unconditionally? That's honestly what they want. They're not going to tell you that's what they want. They're going to tell you what they want, the latest and greatest new gadget. They want to be out and have their curfew extended. Oh, wait, they don't want to have a curfew. They want to go to parties that you know they shouldn't be going to. They want to involve themselves in things that, well, you're like, yeah, I just don't think that's the right crowd for you. And so you put your foot down and then they're mad at you for, it seems like, you know, a decade and it really was only 10 hours. And then they came around. Embrace imperfection. It's okay, mom. It's okay, Dad, not to be perfect. Number two, practice self-care. This is hard. This is really, really challenging because, as a mom of five, self-care was not on my radar. I don't think ever. And part of it was we always moved. The other part of it is I did not have family near me most of the time. And so I was a single married mother. I could not rely on my husband because of his schedule. He was a great man. He would come and be there and do things, but his schedule allowed him not to be, and he didn't have direct control over that. Now, I knew that all going into the marriage. I knew what it was going to be like, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't frustrate me, and that doesn't mean that I don't carry a lot of the pressure and the weight on me. And so it was one of those things that, honestly, I didn't do very well at. And so in this regard, now that I'm older, it's like, yes, and I'm really, really pressing into my kiddos, especially those who are starting their family, take care of yourself. And if I can't, I want to be there for them. Go take a weekend with you and your hubby. Just get away for a minute and let me take the grandbaby. It's soon to be two grandbabies. So it's exciting. But when you're in the moment, it doesn't seem like you can have that moment, that self-care moment. So even though you've got the never-ending task of parenting, we do often face that we neglect our own well-being. And that's not good, because if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to have the ability to be the best parent you can be. So you need to carve out that time, whether it's taking a long bath. That's what I would do. I did not shower much in the morning unless if I really, really, really had like a really bad night. But otherwise, I would take my baths and showers at night. Then I could also sleep in just a little bit, because somehow I was up late. Imagine that. And so me staying up late would just push me to the edge. And I'm like, okay, if I could just get 15 more minutes of sleep. So I would sleep a little bit. My hair, I would just wet it down, do what I wanted to do with it. But I was already clean. I love long baths. Reading a book, I wasn't into much at that time. I am now. I read so many books. It is ridiculous. And FYI, we're going to be starting some more interviews. So if you want to be in on the behind the scenes, yeah, you're definitely going to want to be in on AIM Academy. It's going to be great. It's just, like I said, there's a lot happening. There's been so many changes. I'm just excited. Can you tell? I'm excited. I just hope we can do it all and do it all well. Not perfect, right? We're not talking about perfect, but do it all well. So getting back to self-care. In the midst of all this change, all this growth, your kids are growing, you're growing, you've got a family expanding, you've got to find a way to say, okay, I got to take care of myself. So if you're one who likes to read a book, then read a book. You don't have to read the whole book, even if it's one page. Seriously, just let your mind go somewhere else that isn't yelling at a kid saying, will you not do this? Where they're not instructing and teaching a child to do something a certain way. Give your mind a break. Okay, fiction's great for that. If you're a nonfiction reader, great. But maybe don't pick a parenting book for a break, okay? Just saying. You got to escape a little bit and go for a walk. And for me, go for a walk in nature. If you can't do any of that, seriously, listen here. I know this sounds very strange. If you have a dog, even if you don't have a dog, but if you do have a dog, it's a great excuse. Take your dog outside. Hopefully your backyard's fenced. And walk outside with your dog. Just for the time that they're doing their business, and then come back in. Let me tell you, that is such a refreshing time. Now, obviously, if your kids are younger, make sure they're in a safe place, right? If you got an infant, make sure your infant is, you know, in a safe area. They can't roll off the couch if you were just on there. I mean, come on, common sense, right? But seriously, just that simple walk outside, breathing in that fresh air. And if you can do it, go barefoot. Even better. It just grounds you to God's creation, and life changes there. I'm talking 90 seconds. You don't have to be there long, okay? Now, my dog doesn't go to the bathroom that fast, so I'm out there a little bit longer. It also allows you to do what? If you can go like in a tank top or something, any way that you can expose some of your skin that you haven't put sunscreen on, you're getting a boost of vitamin D naturally from the sun. So even if it's cloudy, you can still get that vitamin D. So that self-care, vital, vital, vital. And when you prioritize self-care, you are refueling your soul. You are replenishing the energy needed to face the challenges of parenting, and you know there's challenges. It just comes with the territory. If there was actual manual, the first page would say, enter at your own risk, because it truly is that, right? And so you're like, how can I create a sanctuary when you have no idea what my house looks like. No, I do have an idea, because I've been there many, many times over. And sometimes you just have to say, this too shall pass, and walk to another room. I'm telling you, it works. And finally, number three, seek support and rest in faith. You know, parenting is not meant to be done alone. We feel like we're alone a lot of times when we're doing it. Even though my mom and dad were away, and they lived in either in another country or another state, and they weren't like right next door or even down the street and around the corner, they still were there by telephone. Now, I couldn't access them all the time, because that was still back in the day where it was expensive. Cell phones were not there. So you guys are absolutely spoiled that you have cell phones and text messages. Use them. I mean, by golly, use them. And if you need a break and the kids are just driving you crazy, say, hey, mom, can I call you? Meaning you're calling grandma, right? You know, mom, can I call you? Great. So you call grandma and you put the child on the phone. And he's, oh, grandma, what's going on? You know, and you just enjoy talking with them. It just changes the vibes, right? you get a little bit settled. You allow yourself to be like, okay, I can be me for a minute and the kids are being taken care of because they're talking to grandma. They've got grandpa on the phone. That's great. Even if it's only for 5 or 10 minutes, if your child's having a meltdown and you can get them to calm down enough, obviously don't use it as a dangling carrot. I mean, there's a time and place for that. Trust me, because there is an exception to every rule. But if you're one who, you know, the child's having a meltdown, things are just crazy, you need some calming, come on. Because we as grandparents, yeah, I speak for one, me. They need us. They need us. So don't think that your parenting days are over just because they've, you know, left the house and you're like, woohoo. Nope. But I'm telling you, grandparenting is a lot more fun. I'm just saying, it is. You still have responsibilities, obviously, as a grandparent. And we also have, regardless of the age of our children, we still have a responsibility, right? We need to support our kiddos, regardless of their age. And so when you are, you know, in that stage of like, gosh, there's just no way, I just need somebody, then reach out to a support system. There are a lot of groups out there in churches. There's MOPS, there's community, you know, Mother's Day Out programs. Find something. Find a trusted friend, a family member, you know, anybody within your community. And then share your struggles. Talk them out. Seek advice and allow yourself to lean on others. Again, you're not to do this alone. And also, I would encourage you, look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And that's Jesus talking there. He's saying, look, I am going to take care of you. Come to me, all who are weary. I will give you rest. Sometimes we look for rest in the wrong places. The rest can be in what we need in him, not so much in the stuff of what we're doing. So if you're like, gosh, I've tried all these things and I don't know, maybe your quiet time needs to be walking in nature and talking to God. Maybe you've strayed a little bit because you're so busy, because you're an incredible mom. And you don't mean to. This is not a guilt trip, by the way. Remember, it's confession day, so we're just putting it all out there. So this is not guilting you at all. This is just merely suggesting that sometimes what we think we need is really not what we need. It's who we need. And so I would encourage you, go to God in prayer. Ask for prayer from your good friends and your family. Say, you know, I'm just going through a tough time right now. Could you pray for me? Let me tell you, prayer is powerful. And if you haven't done it in a long time, I'm going to encourage you, you better do it. Connect with your Heavenly Father. Seek peace that goes beyond our own understanding, right? It's found in him. My friend, parenting is an incredible journey, right? And it comes with its fair share of challenges. We're going to have them. We don't have all the answers. Remember that it is in the midst of chaos and noise that we can find moments of tranquility. Rest assured that even in the mayhem, because there's a lot of it, you're doing your best. And your love, your unconditional love for your children, it's going to guide you along the way. And most importantly, God's got you, my friend. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day and a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.